I rolled his ankle. Greek, you know, so we'll get it looked at here at lunch. You know, but I was on the other field, so I have to go watch it play. But it's my understanding he rolled his ankle.
Hey, Coach, how important is it for these young guys on the offensive line to get in the trenches and get these extra practices against another team?
Oh, it's really important. You know, I mean, you go against each other all the time, you know, but you got to see yourself against different looks, different, you know, watch guys think, watch guys battle when they're tired at the end of the day to day, you know, like – Kyle Roberts went to our starting right tackle about halfway through practice and goes in there and does some good stuff. So, you know, that's what you're looking for. How do guys adjust? How do they adjust to chaos? And because that's real football, what you saw today. A lot of things going on, a lot of competition.
Any idea who will start tonight?
Excuse me?
Any idea who will start at quarterback?
No, I'll probably work on that tomorrow.
How'd they look? How'd they look, though?
Are you talking about Mark? Oh, I thought they did a really good job. You know, it's good for them to see different stuff. So they were looking at different coverages and those type of things. I thought Paxton did some really good stuff. Mark makes a great play at the end of the two-minute drill. Trevor makes a great throw in the two-minute drill. We got to make the play. So, you know, Mike, it's a good competition. They're both becoming really good players, and it's a tough, tough decision for us. But that's a good thing because they're doing their job. They're doing a really good job. Yeah, you know, I just told the team. I said, you know, you find out a lot about your guys, especially like today. Jeff Hireman's hamstring is bothering him. About 20 minutes into practice, we pulled him, and Virgil and Henry took the whole practice, you know. And, I mean, just it's fun to watch kids become players. And, you know, he's young. He's got a long way to go. But watching him compete today tells you he's going to have a chance in this league. So very impressed with how he and Virgil held up.
You mentioned at OTH you wanted to see Henry physically stronger. Have you done that the last couple of years?
No, he's got a long way to go from that standpoint. That's his issue right now. You know, he's a 245 guy trying to play tight end in this league. It's hard to do. So he's got to become more physical. He runs good routes. He's smart. He does all those things good. He's playing good for Joe. But can he get a little bigger? Can he hang on to it and get a little, you know, a little bit, become a better athlete at a later stage in his life? So that's what he's working at.
Things got a little bit chippy out there today. Is that just something?
Well, I thought it was pretty good, yeah. I mean, there's a couple of situations, you know. You're always adjusting to how each team practices. But, you know, I thought it was pretty good, you know. Usually when, you know, they start talking too much, something gets ridiculous. That's what causes things, not so much the football. So, but I thought we held up pretty good both sides.
Gary, you have a comment on Pat and the Hall of Fame's decision yesterday?
Yeah, you know, first thing, obviously, congratulations to Paul and Jerry. You know, that's awesome. But I know one thing, our owner, in my opinion, is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I know he's going to get there someday, but we're so proud of him, and you know, I was hoping it would be now, but it's going to come someday, and it's well deserved, and so proud of him and his family, and we'll just keep battling for him. He's the best. So.
Coach, Justin Simmons with an interception today. I know I'm
yeah.
Chance to see
yeah, it's hard for me to watch both fields, but obviously we made some plays on the ball, so I have to go back and look at it, but Justin's had a really good camp. He's becoming a pro very quickly, very bright. So, you know, big part of what we're doing.
Riley is doing some holding for Brandon. As a holder in your career, how hard is that to get the timing there?
Yeah, it's maybe not so much timing as confidence. You know, when, you know, Mac's sitting there kicking with Britt, he's made a lot of kicks in this league with Britt holding for him. So that's natural. The other kid puts it down. It may look the same, but is it the same feeling for Mac up here? So, you know, we got to work through that. Riley's a good, heck of a punter, and he and Britton are in a heck of a battle, but that's a big part of the equation too.
Gary, with Colin being here, obviously there was some courting in the offseason, but are you confident with your quarterback?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've moved on. We wish Colin all the best. We've moved on. Feel really good about our guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You have a good
Thanks,
day.
Coach.
Okay.